Hey everybody, welcome to KT Talk Show. I'm so happy today. I have my friend Mandy. So among all other great things that she does, she is an intuitive empowerment guide, a spiritual teacher, a podcast host on Heart Over Ego Radio, which is so amazing and very heartful. I love that radio so much. The co-founder of the, and I didn't even add, it's the Alchemy Sisters, right, Mandy? Is that how you
Yes,
say that?
ma'am.
Okay.
Sisters.
Thank you. And a Reiki practitioner. And like I said, you have so much more to offer. But why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and kind of tell us how you got into all this amazing stuff.
Well, thanks, Katie. I'm so excited to be here and honored to hold space with you. Oh
Yes.
man, I feel it's so hard, when you hear that list of things, kind of trying to define yourself and what it is you do. And overall, I would say I'm just a lover of the earth, animals, and humans, and I try to show up and be supportive in any way that I can. And this was a path that chose me. It's definitely, I feel like as a child, I always had a different kind of awareness or understanding. Weird things would happen where I would know I was a little different. And then life happened and traumas and dramas, and my old soul self chose to experience a lot of wild things that I would say definitely broke me down. But as that broke me down, I was able to find my light again. And then around 2015, I had some wild experiences that happened and really reignited my spiritual gifts, or as I like to more look at it, the gifts that we all have and have access to, I was able to see and have more access to at that time. And it really led me on my path. And spirit dropped in my friend Jenny McDaniel, who is an incredible healer, and she healed me so much. And she's also my business partner at the Alchemy Sisters. And so out of that, we created a little podcast network, and we hold space each week with people who are different healers. And we just try to connect people who want to be healed with a modality that might work for them. And that's
That's
kind of where our
amazing.
intention comes from.
That's amazing. Yeah, I listen. I've been all over your Facebook. I've listened to the Heart Over Ego Radio and, the meditations that you guys get into. I can't always get into meditations because sometimes people's voices can be distracting. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't picture that. And you're always at different stages of meditation. Everybody's always at a different stage. And I'm telling you, listening to you guys talk and the things that it's just like, oh my gosh, it's giving me chills because I'm realizing that I'm reaching such a higher state in meditation, which is, you know what I mean? It's really cool because I feel like that's what's brought us together, and getting to know Jenny and everything. Which kind of I wanted you to kind of talk about a little bit more, which I think, goes into with everything that you do. Because I don't think a lot of people know what it kind of means to be. So you're an intuitive empowerment guide, right? So kind of what can you say about that, or what can you tell people about kind of being intuitive and being more, kind of feeling more
Absolutely.
empowered, I guess.
Yeah. So what I've come to notice is my current magic, because I feel like we're always transitioning and growing, but my current magic that I offer the most are these intuitive empowerment sessions. And basically, it's the fact that I do readings. People will come to me for a reading. And after that, they say, I really want to connect more. Like, how do I embody this? How do I learn more? How do I actually make these changes in my life that are going to serve me? And so, my intuitive empowerment guiding is similar to life coaching, but it has a spiritual twist to it. I connect with your higher self and your angel team before every session. We usually set an intention, ground in. And then, as we talk about what's happening in life, the angels will come in and they'll often kind of give some pointers or advice or some love. sometimes every now and then, if it's in the highest good of that session or what that soul's working on, they'll share with me sometimes some past life things that are pertinent at this time for them, certain karmas releasing, all kinds of different things. And I was a social worker, helping people quite a bit each day, but I wasn't feeling like I was honoring my soul because I'd have all these messages from spirit and I'd see other things and feel like, wow, if it was safe enough just for me to share these missing links, I feel like I could be a catalyst on their growth. And so it was a big deciding factor in switching over careers. I went through a bit of a dark night of the soul after that. And the universe, I was trying to like work up the social work corporate ladder and the universe was like, I don't think so. And everything that could go wrong did go wrong. And, and it was beautiful destruction that, you know, spun me to where I am now.
That's not like, I'm not saying it's awesome that like you had to go through the darkness, but like pretty much the same exact type of thing that I went through, because I was in as a behavioral therapist, you know, so we in the social work, we worked actually like hand in hand with each other. So we were kind of had the same mindset of helping people. And I actually felt the same exact way in my position where I just was like, this is way too scientific for me. I'm feeling all this stuff and I want to help all these people in this way, but I can't do it because everybody's going to think I'm crazy. So I need to do something different, you know? And I think it's really cool that you have that same kind of story. And I also wanted you to talk a little bit more about the Heart Over Ego Radio. So since you're a podcast host, how did you guys start that? And what was your, you know, main goal when you did start that?
Awesome. Well, first of all, I honor you and your journey. And yeah.
Thank you.
There's a lot of very highly sensitives and old souls and empathic people that are trapped in helping careers. And
you're right.
You know, feeling bound in a lot of ways. And so if you're listening and you're one of those, you know, we can vouch that there are ways out of there and ways for you to feel in alignment with your soul's purpose. And we thank you for working the front lines because we need you right now too.
Right. Seriously though.
It's all, you know, everything's divine. Like you and I were meant to hold space in those positions when we did to keep the things moving. So I very much trust in the timing of all that too. Oh, and now I went and forgot the question.
Oh, it's okay. But you know what? Before I do that, I wanted to say something really cool because from talking to you guys and, you know, with you and Jenny, and I was talking to Cynthia and Leslie. I mean, I've been talking to all you in this wonderful group, and we were doing the full moon meditation. And that was like really powerful last night. I felt like a lot of energy from the moon last night. I don't know about you, but it just like popped in my head all of a sudden. But for some reason, like it was really cool for me last night. And I felt a lot of good things come from it. So I just wanted to say that.
That is wonderful. And it reminded me of the question we was talking about, heart over ego.
Yes.
It's been a really powerful, amazing full moon. I was blessed enough to hold space on the beach here in New Jersey with 17 women.
Oh my gosh.
And we didn't do it last night. We did it Saturday night, which was good because the weather wasn't the best last night. So it was just magical. And it has been. It's really, I think we're at this teetering point hopefully in this 2020 chapter where things are going to hopefully start rolling a little bit more ease and grace and centeredness for people, and I feel more opportunity coming in as well, and I'm so glad you tuned into the meditation and felt that.
Yeah, it was really awesome. And like I said, I do different kinds of meditations, but to like I said, that was really cool to feel that. But so the question that I asked was kind of how you guys, well, and it, first of all, like how did you and, because Jenny's somebody that's also going to be on my show as well. How did you guys meet? And then what made you guys start the Heart Over Ego Radio? That was the question.
for sure. So Jenny and I met in 2015. I think it was 2015. I had gone through a spiritual awakening experience. I was snowboarding and a young man had gotten in an accident and passed away in my arms. And it ended up being, you know, really traumatic in a lot of ways, but also one of the most beautiful and coolest experiences ever, because I was able to watch his soul kind of sit with his body for a little bit and then ascend up into the heavens, I would say, but it, like, went up into the sun, and it was wild and beautiful. And so a couple months later, I was bartending in Boulder, Colorado, and this cool gypsy woman walks into my bar and sits down and is like, orders a drink. And I'm like, she's cool. And her energy was just like, wow. And she just says to me, you radiate divine feminine energy. Has anyone ever told you that? And I'm like, who, me? Like, no. And we just started to spark a friendship. And I had moved there to become a wilderness therapist and go to grad school, but it would have it, I broke my leg and couldn't start. And then I ended up in that bartending position too. And it all worked out. And Jenny was like, hey, I also do massages. Like, if you ever want a massage, let me know. And I'm like, yeah. So I booked a massage with her. And I went to see her, and all kinds of energies started coming in, different guides and whatnot. And she said, I'm also a reader. I pass messages. Would you be open to that? And I was like, oh, yeah. So a few things came through, and she almost like interrupted. She goes, there's this young man standing here showering you with yellow roses saying thank you. Do you know what he's talking about? Like, with transition, like a young man, like maybe recent. And I said, I sure do. And it was the young man who I had helped at that time.
And oh, so, my gosh.
Yeah. So that really bonded us on like another level. And she was able to heal a lot of karmas and give me different perspectives on things that I had been searching within my own soul for a long time, but just needed that missing piece or that different way to look. And Jenny activated that within me. And so out of that just grew really nice friendship, and we'd connect, and she started doing podcasts, and she was my light before I could. And she'd be like, come on the show, come do readings, whatever. And for like a year, I'm like, no, I don't know. I'm not going to do that. I'm too afraid. I don't know. And I didn't. And so then about a year later, I started doing a show with her and our friend Drew, and I really enjoyed it, and it was wonderful. And so we started building kind of a little bit more of a network on Drew's station at the time, but we got this crazy psycho stalker that was blowing up all of our stuff, was harassing Drew for being racist and sexist and like really awful things, even called his family because Drew had posted, like, each week he would post controversial questions and like let people talk about it. And it's like, and we all expected it, but this person took too much offense and then took it to a whole nother level. So we took a little break from the radio stuff, but Jenny and I missed it a lot. And we got together and talked about how, you know, it'd be nice to like start a new network out of this and what that would look like. And we decided we wanted to gather like amazing, talented, multidimensional beings who are on their spiritual journey or trying to help others on it and see what they have to say. And with that, we basically fielded hosts from the Alchemist Sisters show and people we'd connected with or interviewed or people that we knew were in alignment with the type of vision that we had. And basically it's to empower each person to choose what their heart wants most, not necessarily what their ego wants. Let their ego become their best friend and their guide and their gumption, but not make all the decisions for them, and to live in more of a heart space and what that looks like. And we believe very much that this whole next revolution is very spiritual, and it's an inner evolution. Mm-hmm. And if you help each individual along their path, then that feels really good for all of us who are part of Heart Over Ego. And so we let it just be a really nice organic movement. We let spirit come through all the time. We've got readers, healers, different types of energy workers, people just starting their path, people super far along their path.
Yeah.
And there's just a little something for everybody. And we just let it be organic that day, and let what wants to show up, show up. And it's been a really cool project and experience.
Well, that's amazing. I think what you guys are doing is extremely it's like, you know, what could be close to perfect to what we need as spiritual beings right now, because I think everybody is still so like kind of in this clusterfuck in their mind of just like, I don't know what I'm doing right now.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And the spiritual path seems to be right now. And I think a lot of people are starting to realize that, but they're just not exactly sure where to start. Right. And I think what you guys have going is exactly like what you said. It's perfect for anybody at any stage in their spiritual journey, you know, like whether you are just getting your first reading or you have no idea what Reiki is, or you don't even know what it's like to even sit down and meditate for 5 minutes. You know, I think like I think what you guys have is really, really awesome. And, you know, I want to thank you for even just the few meditations that I've listened to that you guys, you know, it's really powerful. And I think more and more people, I think this group's going to get really, really big. I really do. Hey, and, yeah.
Like, we appreciate you and everyone else who just listens, because that's what it is. We all have this within us. And like, I very much believe that we all know we have a soul and spirit, and everyone got confused with all the traumas and dramas. Like, if you grew up Catholic, you got trauma there, you know, after we found out about all the priests and everything.
Yep.
Like, no matter where you came from. And I believe very much too, with the rising of everything, that we were intentionally dimmed down so that we could be controlled, and that, you know, the hires that be went after the lowest vibrations that we could possibly feel, which are guilt, shame, criticism, and fear. And then created these belief systems that we put within our minds and our souls, and they now keep us bound. And when we can look outside those belief systems and maybe think, wow, I'm actually worthy, I'm actually beautiful and love and brilliant, and my sexuality is sacred and doesn't need to be shamed, then all of a sudden you can start alchemizing and healing. And that's like the intention behind it all, is we just know that we've walked this path so many times, and we just want to help whoever we can, however we can, and whatever that looks like. And, you know, we're like doing our best. We're not like super bash. We try the technology.
Well, yeah, but.
But like each week we just show up, and beautiful things are happening because of it.
Exactly. No, they are. I mean, just like you and I, like you said, just us sharing space today, it was there's a reason for it. There's just a reason for every human being placed in our spaces to have these types of conversations, for sure. Well, is there anything that you could, because I don't really have a whole lot else, you know, but is there anything that you would want, or maybe you have to offer for anybody specifically right now, or maybe anything that you would want to say to, you know, people that are just starting in their spiritual journey, you know, what you could say to them right now?
Yeah. You know, for people who are just starting in their spiritual journey, I always like to encourage the people who come to me, my clients, to maybe just start being curious about developing a relationship with spirit or your angels. Your angels are like your biggest cheerleaders, and they're so supportive. And when you're born, you're assigned a whole team of them. Mm-hmm. Because of the law of free will, we sit here and we think we have no help or support, when really we could be asking our angels so much. They cannot help us if we don't ask them, because of free will. They will come and stop your car from going off a cliff, or knock or to stop you in your track. But it takes so much more force and energy. And a lot of times I even feel sad for angels, because then they just sit up there like not being used. And it can be the simplest thing, like, help me get a parking spot, help me to shake off this energy, help me to call in this part of myself I'm working on, help me to be diligent with my exercise. Nothing is too big or too little. So I just think that's a great spot, especially because the biggest thing that we're missing as a collective right now is trust. Everything has been broken down. We don't trust ourselves, our government, our churches, our religions, our parents often, you know. So if there's one place to start connecting with your soul and spirit again, just start having a conversation with your angels and your higher self, and ask them to be of service to you. I think that that's like one of the best places to start.
Yeah. No, that's great, because that's exactly what took me a while to do, was just open up my heart to every angel that I knew was there. I knew my guides were there. I just... I was, I don't want to say I was denying it, but, you know, I was not taking in the help that I knew I needed multiple times, you know, so it's great to just hear, you know, hear you say those things. So, and I think that's, go ahead.
I was going to say, forgive yourself when those moments of like, oh man, I could have been fucking doing this forever. Like sometimes when we have those aha moments and we finally get it, we're like, Jesus, you know, like, definitely beat ourselves up. So that's another part on this path is as you, as you learn more things, you get these trinkets, these nuggets of wisdom to meet yourself with compassion and forgiveness and love yourself for who you were then because it protected you and served you at that time.
Yes.
Even if you feel like you were the shittiest version of yourself, there was power and purpose to your pain.
Yep, exactly. Very true. Yeah. So the only I did have one more thing pop up because you did say that, remember when you were like, Jenny said I had this, you know, divine feminine what did you said, like energy, right? That was
something
just
like that,
like, like that was kind of right. Like what did that mean exactly? Like what did she, I was just curious. Like,
so at that time, I had no idea what that meant. And I actually, it'd be nice to follow up with her and ask her, you know, what she thinks of that now. But for me, very much, if there's one thing I've researched along my path and all the things, the labels, psychic, empath, intuitive, you know, old soul, this or that, if there's one thing I truly resonate with, it's Magdalene and it's divine feminine. And I feel very much like I was meant to come in at this time and to honor the beautiful divine feminine energy that flows through me. And so much of my life was working in opposite to that. I feel very much like your divine feminine is the nurturer, the intuitive, the guidance, the creator, the ideas, the divine masculine, which these energies run within all beings. Doesn't matter if you're a female.
Yes.
You know, the masculine is the drive, the push, the gumption, the action plan. And because we are all so, especially in the society I grew up here in America, we're rise and grind. You know, you work hard, you keep pushing. And I was such a good girl and had such a good girl complex because of some of the things I experienced as a child that I fell right into that to the point where I just ran myself into like full adrenal fatigue. And so that like led to my entire burnout. And as I started to balance and awaken, I started to connect more with this divine feminine aspect of me. And I believe very much that both the god and the goddess are part of this world. And I feel like about 5,000 years ago, it got chopped right on out with Mary Magdalene. And we started only worshiping to the masculine energies and not the feminine energies. And so for me, it's very much about bringing back in this energy that we must nurture and love ourselves and give from a full well as opposed to an empty cup. And this beautiful energy that you can use to not only heal yourself, but those around you. And I'm learning more and more about it each day. And I love it.
Well, that's amazing. Cause I think that's just that, like, you just, everything that you're saying is just like resonating with me. I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is, you know, I'm feeling kind of like, you know, this is why we're all being brought together to bring this more feminine, just like, oh my gosh, love yourself, like love, you know, we just need to spread love right now.
It's truly
that's
the
what
answer.
It's all about, you know,
it's truly the answer because everything is vibrational in this, you know, and energy can't really be destroyed or created. It can be transmuted and shifted in different ways. It's really fascinating how all that works. And feelings are thoughts and actions. And if we're constantly creating all these thoughts that are creating these lower vibrational feelings, then we're all being kept bound and we're not allowing that feminine to come in and nurture us and forgive us and hold us. And we're holding up, you know, quite a process individually and collectively. So I'm ready for the rise of the divine feminine and the love movement.
Yes, the love movement. I love that so much. The love movement. Yes. L-O-V-E.
LOVE. And I guess the only other thing that I want to share is that, with Heart Over Ego, we're there. We're there 7 days a week. You can find us on Facebook on our Heart Over Ego page. You can find us on Blog Talk Radio. You can search any podcast app and write in and type in Heart Over Ego Radio, and then all of our shows will pop up. I do the Alchemy Sisters once a week, Creating Heaven on Earth once a week, and The Witching Hour, which is the trilogy of meditations. And there's all kinds of other stuff for people. And we love our little Facebook groups. We love interacting and connecting. And if you just have any questions or want a resource or want to connect to someone, don't be afraid to ask us. Just shoot us an email at Heart Over Ego Radio.
Well, thank you so much. You guys are so amazing. Again, very, very thankful and so happy that you came on here today and spread, you know, all this great love and, you know, information about spirituality. And, you know, anybody that's listening right now, please go check out, if you do go to her Facebook page or the, you know, Heart of Her Ego Radio page, you guys can find all that. You guys have all of your stuff linked there. You can get all the resources through there. That's how I was able to find all of your guys' stuff. And again, Mandy, thank you so, so much. And I really appreciate you coming on today.
Thank you, Katie. This is incredible. And thanks for holding the space for all of us. And
yes.
I appreciate what you're doing in the world too, sister. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I will talk to you soon, lady.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.